Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Lord recognized that the work which the Levites were to accomplish was rigorous. Assembling and disassembling the tabernacle was no easy task. Moving the pillars, boards, bars, and large tapestries was real man's work. They had to be in their prime to do this. So active service for the Levites was, quote, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, all who enter the service to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. Numbers 4, verse 3. There were tasks for others, like hauling water or wood, but the handling of the most holy things was for these qualified men. Although we thought about the tabernacle's structure and its furniture while studying Exodus, we have some fascinating added discoveries here. Notice this detail, quote, when the camp prepares to journey, Aaron and his sons shall come, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Verse 5. Although the Levites were to handle the furniture on the move, only the priests could enter the holy place, remove the veil shielding the most holy place from its rings, and walking forward, lay it over the ark. It would be fatal to do otherwise. We also learn here that the ark had an outward covering of blue, verse 6. People argue about the location of the ark today, but we know where it is, beyond the blue. Also, the table of showbread was the only furniture covered with scarlet, verse 8. Remember the word scarlet, Hebrew tola, points us to the prophecy of Christ, quote, I am a worm, tola, and no man. Psalm 22, verse 6. Fellowship at the table is based on the Lord's humble humanity. As well, the bronze altar was the only one covered with purple, verse 13, uniting the heavenly blue and the earthly red in the royal purple. What a rainbow of grace and glory.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.